Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Grammas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Vinegar Bendmeisel. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor bunts towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is hit by the pitch. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas misplays the ball. That's an error on Grammas. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Walls reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. Walls moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blasingame tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simulai moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive towards the mound. Mizell catches it and throws to third to double up Taylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mizell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Simulai reaches second base with a double. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simulai. Morin reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-2 in the game. Hillman bunts towards the mound. Mizell fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Dark is walked intentionally. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Dark moves to second. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham bunts towards the mound. Hillman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hillman. Cunningham moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-2 in the game. Hillman bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walls moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mutual settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Solly Hemus pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Blalock pinch runs for Solly Hemus. George Krogh pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. George Krogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blaylock moves to second. Lee Tate pinch runs for George Krogh. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blasingame strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blaylock scores. Tate moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. Cimoli moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Cimoli scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 6, Cardinals, 6. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry fires to first and has Boyer trapped. There's the throw to Banks, who tags Boyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Nunn now pitching. Lee Tate now playing shortstop. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground to left field. White throws towards the plate. Smith fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Dark scores. Marshall moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 7-6, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Banks scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 9-6, Cubs. Alex Kellner now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Walls is hit by the pitch. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Kurt Flood pinch hits for Bill White. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Smith now pitching. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Gino Cimelli now playing right field. Joe Cunningham now playing left field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Smith and he is out, Tate applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lee Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Don Blasingame. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimelli is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cimelli hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Cubs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindy McDaniel pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 9, Cardinals, 9. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to second. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Smith now playing right field. Geno Smoley now playing center field. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Herb Noren now playing left field. Kurt F.L. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tate scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Noren reaches second base with a double. Lee Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Noren moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singleton has Noren trapped. There's the throw to Averill and over to Dark, who tags Noren for the out. Tate moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Geno Smoley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smoley is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smoley strikes out. 2 outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Cubs. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Kurt Flood. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 5 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noren for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.